Hello, friends. Welcome back. It's the station manager. The clip you are about to hear is from our New Year's Eve broadcast on the 31st of December, 2028.
Well, good evening, one and all, and welcome to a special New Year's countdown edition of WLFC News at 10 and 2. I'm standing outside the Ladymont Finger Springs Clock Tower, positioned right here in the soon-to-be downtown location of the soon-to-be joint venture urban complex of Ladymont Finger Springs. Well, it looks like we're about a minute away from midnight, which means we're about 50 seconds from the 10-second countdown as we watch Magic Meteor Mike, whose name for scientific accuracy should actually be Magic Meteorite Mike, but I'm told that's not important, as it descends from atop the clock tower down here to the parking lot. Joining me, as always, is my nutty little buddy, Tad Binchler. I mean, Tall Milchbird.
Tad Bilchner.
My apologies, everyone. I was under the impression that I was drinking non-alcoholic champagne tonight.
You are, but I put Benadryl in it.
But Tad, why? You're mean. How am I supposed to count down while inebriated by Champagne-a-drill?
May old acquaintance who are dead stay dead and just forgotten. May all those folks who are dead stay buried because they smell rotten.
Tad, that's just cruel. And deceasist. And it's just plain rude to our host at the Postmortem Propriety Society of Munich County.
All right, yeah, the pimpism.
headed off by our illustrious mayor, Mayor Rika Mortis.
I don't think you should put head and off in the same sentence when talking about our zombie mayor. Hey, even I'm not that rude.
Now, I'm sure there's something grammatically incorrect about what you've just said, but of course what I meant to say was headed up. Oh no, the countdown!
I think it already happened. Hey, check it out. That van's on fire. Hey, that's our van!
Oh, dear.
Oh, and he's out! One part bubbly, two shots Benadryl, baby. Happy New Year's, Dripply! Hey, if we had a scoop of ice cream in there, we can make it afloat. Call it a Ben and Dreary's.
Oh. And now I take you to February 15th, 2029. Tad Bilchner and Whitley Quickman, after a six-week hiatus, have returned to their work at WLFC. Of course, not everyone has returned to normal. Weather anchor Lynn Ritalin is tangled up in an unfortunate situation in the alternate reaches of the darkest timeline. In her stead, here's the repetitious roving reporter Win dough-gazing with weather.
Thank you, Mr. Yes, thank you. Well, it looks like the snow squalls that kicked up in the mountainous regions around the mountain town of the Witch's Tip are headed our way, which means our month-long stint of warm weather for the last 4 weeks is about to come to an end and wrap up. Our maximum high tomorrow should peak at a maximum of 7 degrees Celsius on the centigrade scale. But with the snow and icy winds moving in after Friday, temperatures will plummet down to minus 7 on Saturday, with the wind chill making it feel more like minus 12 below zero, which means it will most certainly be colder than a witch's tip by Sunday. I'm window gazing, filling in for Lynn Ritalin as her replacement with Munich County weather. And I return you now to the WLFC newsroom, where we have our favorite odd couple back with us after a months-long hiatus for 2 months. Whitley Quickman and Tad Bilchner, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, thank you, Wynn. It's a pleasure to be back, and I'm very glad to be back. Crikey, now I'm doing it.
Doing what?
Repeating myself.
I don't repeat myself.
Yes, you do, Wynn. I don't mean to be critical, but we've talked to you about this before. Please, just try to be concise.
Now, you just wait a minute, Mr. Quickman. You just wait a minute. I've spent a long time in the radio business, or as they say in the modern parlance of the times, the biz, to use the common vernacular.
Don't you see, Wynn? You're doing it right now. modern parlance and common vernacular are synonyms. They mean the same thing. They have the same meaning.
Well, now who's repeating himself?
Oh, no. You're not putting this on me. Why, in your opening segment alone, you talked to the mountainous region of a mountain town, said that the month-long warm weather we've had for 4 weeks would wrap up and finish, reported that the maximum high would peak at a maximum of 7 degrees Celsius on the centigrade scale. All I'm asking for is a bit of precision.
What's the matter, Whit? Is your usual punching bag out of the studio?
My what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to repeat myself. Everyone knows how you bully Tad, Whit. Everybody knows.
I? Bully Tad?
Did he finally have enough and move to greener pastures on the other side of the fence?
What? No. As it happens, Tad is actually in a police cruiser as we speak.
Oh, no. Not again.
No. This time, it's voluntary. He's doing a ride-along broadcast in one of the new MCPD police cars.
New police cars? I didn't think there were any police officers left after the station was hit by the shrink ray, crushing all the police officers.
Well, they were short-staffed for a while, but the mayor was quick to develop an aggressive recruitment campaign. And the boys in blue are back and better than ever. In fact, the officer Tad is riding with today is none other than Q Podesky, a recent addition to the MCPD.
Oh, my. When you said Q Podesky, I thought you were going to say Cupid when you said Q Podesky.
Well, he is.
What?
I say he is.
Is what?
Is Cupid.
What?
Or I should say he was Cupid, but now he's going by Officer Q Podesky.
The Cupid.
Yep.
Is working for the Munich County Police Department as an employee.
Well, in fact, we're going to patch him in now. Ladies and gentlemen, here are Tad Bilchner and former Valentine's Day cherub turned patrolman Q Podesky. How are we today, gentlemen?
They let you back to work, eh, Whit? From the sounds of things, I thought maybe you were still popping Benadryl. Hey, did you, pass that urine test?
What?
You're welcome. By the way, you owe me.
No, he's joking, officer.
Well, anyways, me and Officer Q are gonna rev up his black and white and hit the streets. We're gonna be checking out the city of Lady Mont Fingerspring's seedy belly button in a special segment I'm gonna call A Tad Suspicious with Tad Bilchner.
Well, first of all, I think you meant to say seedy underbelly, not seedy belly button. And secondly, I don't think you can use that title. What with there being a little suspicious private detective agency in the town of two towns over?
Well, that's a little suspicious. I'm a tad suspicious. Look, I need something to replace that old straight talk thinger that really never went anywhere.
Okay, I got the bear claws. Ready to go there, buddy?
Let's roll, partner.
Don't forget your cameras.
No cameras. This is radio, man.
Well, what if we get into some sort of serious David Ayer type action? I don't think I can make it. Come with me if you want to live.
Well, I guess if I can get my mic close enough to pick anything up, that could still be interesting. Or it might just sound fake, like a couple of dudes found a bunch of sound effects on the internet and cranked out an action sequence on GarageBand.
Why not Logic Pro? They're more robust.
Well, I doubt they even have the money for that.
Nah, I doubt anything too crazy is gonna happen. Well, got any questions for me?
Wouldn't be much of a reporter if I didn't.
Okay, but no questions about, like, how do I make someone fall in love with me, okay? There are no Cupid questions. Only Officer Q Podesky questions.
I hear you got an arrow that if you poke a person with it, it makes her forget every stupid thing you say or do. Is that true?
There's no arrow with that kind of battery life. I'm serious, Tad. No Cupid questions.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, that's how we know you. I'm sorry. I gotta be honest with you, Quincy. There's nothing interesting about a chubby little cherub in a police uniform, besides that image alone. I mean, you look like a baby male stripper, or male baby stripper.
All right, Tad.
I don't condone that kind of thing, by the way.
Yeah, get it.
So, is Cupid completely gone?
Tad, I've got a gun.
So no more arrows. Okay, I mean, can't the two live together at all? I mean, one of your jobs could be writing out tickets to 40-year-olds who still live in their parents' basement, and you cite them for failing to fall in love.
Tad, don't you live in your grandmother's basement?
Hey, don't mention my grandma. You broke her heart. Oh, knock it off, Podesky. You don't have any bullets in that gun.
Well, we haven't got much time left, fellas. If there's nothing happening, shall we wrap up the segment?
All right. I mostly wanted to see if I could get any arrows off of you anyways. They're so cool! What the hell? Did someone let a pigeon loose in the car? What's going on?
It's, just my little wings in the back. They always ruffle when there's some type of action going on nearby.
They're not going to, excrete something, are they?
Car 69.
This is car 69. Grow up. What do you got for me?
We got raised voices and some kind of domestic dispute jobby over at the Cthulhu residence.
Lulu's place? Well, how's that possible? I'm not there. I'm the only domestic thing that she has disputes with. Who else could there be?
Copy that. I'm on my way.
Hey, wait, Q. You gotta find out who Lulu's domestically disputing with when I'm not there. Yeah.
Dispatch, can you give me a description of the suspect?
And neighbor says that the octopus woman seems to be yelling at someone who looks like a buff Santa or a well-chiseled hipster, like the old wrestler Conor McGregor, but with a white beard instead of red.
Damn it, that's Santa. That's Santa, that smooth-talking elf bastard.
Copy that, dispatch. Car 69 out. Well, good. I've been trying to track Santa down since the last episode. He still owes me $2,000's worth of ecstasy. Cinnamon Hearts. Yeah. Don't worry, Tad, you were right. I do still have an arrow in the backseat somewhere. It'll help Lulu forget things.
Yeah, okay, but, like, just to make her forget that she's into sexy claws, right? That's it, right? Like, we're not talking about a complete reset the factory settings here, are we? Because during our time together, Lulu's learned quite a few tricks with those tentacles of hers, and I,
Well, thank you, Tad Bilchner and Q Podesky, the officer formerly known as Cupid. That's all the time we have for A Tad Suspicious with Tad Bilchner. This is Whitley Quickman saying it's great to be back on the air.
Punch it, Q.
Okay, we're there.
Wow, she lives really close to the station. Not far from the police station at all.
Yeah, come to think of it, pretty much everything in Ladyfinger is within walking distance. Come to think of it.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.